Le'Veon Bell, is, in your opinion, be one of the best or maybe the best all-around back?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he is the best. Yeah. He's just – he can do it all. You know, I mean, the guy would be an all-pro wide receiver if he just played that too. So, he's that talented. You know, he's extremely patient. He's powerful. He's quick. He's shifty. He's fast. I mean, there's literally nothing he can't do on the football field.
How excited are you about this matchup? And it'll be on, you know, in front of the whole country to play against backs like that.
Yeah, it's always, you know, it's exciting. You know, I've never played on Christmas Day before, so it's unique. It'll be fun. They're a very good team, you know, and just try to do our best we possibly can.
With Roethlisberger, in terms of extending plays, mm-hmm. I know he's older a little bit now, but he seems like he can still do that when he needs to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He, you know, it makes the whole offense go. You know, it all goes through him. And, you know, he's checking plays. He's rolling out. He's making big plays. He's making all the throws he needs to. And, you know, most of his big plays are outside of the pocket. You know, when you think you have him down, he kind of extends the play and guys break off the routes. And he's been doing it for years. You know, he's one of the best, if not the best, at doing that.
It's good too because he's bigger. Just because he's harder to bring
he's
down.
He's bigger, you know, but he's got a great, you know, sense of awareness. He's got a strong arm. And, you know, he plays to his strength for sure.
Mike was trying. Vrabel was trying to explain to us. Guys are wired differently to play football, with reference to Shazier, and people can't live without it.
Yeah.
Could you explain that to a casual fan? I mean, once you've experienced this and been part of a team element in football, do you have that feeling that?
Well,
you
just
can't?
And imagine the most enjoyable thing in your life, and then it's just taken away one day. You know, it's as close as I can get to explain that. You know, I mean, you know, some people look at it as a game. We look at it as more than that. You know, that's, I believe, why we're at this level that we play at. You know, if it was just a game to us, we would have probably quit years ago. So, it's extremely important to a lot of us. You know, for most of us, it's our lives. You know, and just for a guy to just not only not be able to play that one day, but to also, right for now, not be able to walk is terrifying. You know, but like I said, it's one of those things. You know, we understand it's just not a safe game, but you know, we knowingly take those risks, but at the same time, know that it's very dangerous. So every time we go out there, I have to be careful and, you know, take care of ourselves and each other.
What got you into playing football?
I was too big for soccer. I was too big for soccer, and I was tackling everybody, and all the coaches kept asking me to try out. So I was the first person in my family to play it, and first couple games, I had a bunch of touchdowns and tackles, and the rest was history.
What did you think of Derek Newton winning the A-Block Courage Award for this team?
Oh, it's awesome, you know, just to see what he's gone through, and you know, I'm sure Derek would love to be playing, but, you know, it's just been such a long road back, and, you know, he'll get there. He'll get there. He's doing a really good job, and just, I mean, the level of the injury he had, just the devastation was unreal to have, you know, both knees done in the same place. So just to come back and doing what he's done so far has been incredible, and he'll be back. We're all confident in that.
Your teammates are talking about him trying to do something that really hasn't been done very often. That you've been through some serious injuries,
right,
dealing through that, and see him get acknowledged for it. How meaningful is that to
you? It's special. It's special, you know, because, I mean, it's those days that, you know, no one sees you here, and the early mornings of treatment and stuff, and, you know, I don't want to say you kind of get forgotten about, but you're doing a little bit of sense, you know, and I've been there, you know, I've been there. So I've understood it, and, you know, when you're not on the team, you're still on the team, but you're not, you know, looked at as valuable at that at certain times. So it's frustrating. It's upsetting, but you just got to keep pushing forward and know that, you know, every day is one more day to closer to playing again.
Have you talked with him and given him any advice about how to deal with it?
Just, you know, staying up, being positive. You know, like I said, just every day that goes by is one more day closer to playing again, and just keeping that mindset and trying to continue to push through and knowing that you will play again.
You played the sport through Christmas time, maybe not on the day, but what's it like to go through that because you have family?
Yeah.
I mean, as a kid, it's one thing, but now you've got wife, kids.
Sure. Yeah, it'll be unique. It'll be cool for sure. You know, just especially for my kids, you know, just to have that experience to, you know, spend the morning with them and then go play football and see them at the game. So it's a very, very cool moment, one of those I always hoped for when I was young to, you know, if I was a professional athlete to have.
What's your best Christmas memory as a kid? What was the best present?
Always snow. That was nice. So those were real Christmases. And probably a Sega Genesis. That was my favorite gift growing up. Yeah. Yeah. Usually fighting with my older brother and sister for gifts, but usually lost out on that.